This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm all right song.
BT, it's out back on the fan. All right, BT. So yesterday during the afternoon show, I guess they had their, there was some kind of Jeopardy, Tiki's version of Jeopardy the other day. And Edmund and whitewashed Maresh 800-0 or something like that. We saw the scoreboard in here, which is how I knew about it. And then just joking around with Maresh in the newsroom, I was like, man, they say that I'm the intellectual bankrupt around here, but you got blanked. And then maybe he took offense to that. It seems people are very sensitive around here nowadays. I didn't mean anything personally, just when I was going to the spring training hat with Gio. Same thing, didn't mean it personally, but it was a sensitive reaction to that. And then Maresh, he also had a sensitive reaction. Let's listen to some of what he had to say yesterday, calling me out.
The intellectually broken Sal Licata gave me trash.
Sal talked trash to you?
Sal, who wouldn't know anything if they didn't play for the Braves or Mets, decided to take shots at me. Oh, you really lost Evan? You couldn't get any of those questions right today? You talk about a guy who'd wipe the floor within that contest, Evan knows the president?
Wow.
Please. I might be a moron when it comes to certain things outside of sports.
Hmm.
Does Sal know literally anything outside of sports? Like, literally anything?
Well, I mean, literally anything. Yes, the answer would be yes. But I do understand what Maresh is saying. I have been very open about it. Don't care about... Here's what I would say. The things that I care about, I know about.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things I don't care about. So I'm not sure what, like, you talk about, like, Jeopardy, like, actual Jeopardy. Don't care. If that makes you an intellectual, so be it. That is not me.
I care about sports.
Is there more for Maresh here before I give an answer? Here's the actual challenge, I guess. Go ahead.
Sal, this ain't flipping baseball cards, pal.
Right.
Come step into my arena.
So this is an official challenge?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Come challenge. I am challenging you, Sal Licata, to do something other than, mock Braves fans on Twitter.
I don't know why he keeps referencing the Braves there.
By the way, I don't know why I'm kind of loosely getting pulled into this again. When you talk about flipping baseball cards, now you're insulting me. We got a challenge now, here. Let's go.
Now, here's my response. Before I give the response, there was also clips in there that Maresh was talking about. Ooh, Sal doesn't even know about Disney World. He's going there and he references Winnie the Pooh is not a Disney character. Maresh already over. He's already wrong. Winnie the Pooh is a Disney character, knucklehead.
Who checked him on that, by the way? Loogie coming to your aid.
The smarter half of the control room during the afternoon show had to check him on that.
Well, they have a real rivalry, always fighting for the mic, so anytime Loogie can take a shot, I'm sure he does.
Say that one more time. Oh, and then there's another clip there about Maresh saying what he thinks I would do in response to his challenge. Okay. Go ahead.
He won't accept, though. Coward.
I think he'd accept.
Absolute coward.
Why? Because he's intellectually bankrupt?
Because you know what happens, Evan?
What?
Now that you've beaten me.
Yeah.
I come across as the town village idiot, let's say. That's the way you're paying.
I agree. Okay. Well, you have a zero next to your name. I had 800. I whipped your ass.
It becomes a no-win situation to take the baton of village idiot if I beat you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Sal is scared of being the village
idiot. All right, we'll find out.
Village idiots, town donkeys. I mean, the morning show, the afternoon show,
God
they're throwing
almighty.
All out there.
Yeah.
All right, so here's what I would say in response to that. I mean, look, I don't need to go at Sean Maresh. Does anybody really think that he could beat me in a contest of intelligence, whatever the subject may be? But what I will say, BT, is much like in flipping cards, when I took out your manager, Maresh, I will take you out in whatever game
you like. Challenge accepted. Let the battle begin. I know what I'm talking about, BT. I don't care what the topic is. I'll show you, NGO, that I am smarter than you think. And certainly smarter than Maresh.
Okay, so I like that. So let's do a little baseline test of knowledge
yes,
here.
Yes, okay.
How many continents are there, buddy?
Oh, come on. Everybody knows that.
Do you?
Yeah.
How
I'm
going to
say, I don't want to give more extra. 18.
Seven.
No, eight. Okay.
Eight.
No, it was seven plus Andre the Giant, the eighth wonder
eighth
of the
wonder
world.
Of the world.
I'm sorry, right. Okay, yeah.
Can you hand me a few of those questions? Because I actually looked at one of them.
I think they took them down.
Did they take them down? Damn. I looked at one of them, and they were actually pretty hard. Oh, they got a few.
What do you want?
What are the options there? Just make sure the American flag doesn't hit the floor. It can't hit the floor.
The third first lady of the U.S. was the first non-wife to hold the title. That was the one that Evan
no
asked
idea.
Yesterday.
Yeah. No, I mean, Evan's a president geek. He probably, I don't know that.
This one I got myself yesterday.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay. What is this?
This former first lady is the, is the only one to subsequently become a member of the U.S. cabinet.
That's Hillary. It's got to be Hillary.
Yeah, but now you would never think that I would get that, right? Know nothing about politics.
I probably
even
put
Evan
money
was
against,
shocked when I got that one.
I was going to say, I would probably bet on you not getting that.
Yeah.
So maybe
Maresh
is underestimating you.
You know
what I think got him?
Yeah.
And I think this is maybe what got Greg, too. And I noticed that Maresh did it as well. There's a lot of mock voices going on. Like when one of us is conveying a point, like from the others, or telling a story that involves somebody else from the station, for some reason, a lot of you guys break out to, yeah, well, then we're doing this.
Yeah, but
not just you. Maresh did it just there.
I did
Gio
it.
Gio did it the other day. You do it once in a while. Why does everybody do it? I think that inflames the situation.
I will admit that when I heard it back, when the morning show was playing it, I didn't. I could understand why he took it that way, but in my mind...
I know he didn't mean it that way,
but
you know what I'm saying.
I wasn't even meaning it with Gio necessarily.
I was
saying that we were talking about Met fans never being happy,
and then
I went into that alternate voice. It didn't mean like...
It was like almost like the Met fan from the top row who was kind of chiming in, not Greg. I got you.
That's what I meant. It wasn't to mock Gio. And I think Maresh, the same thing. Like, I don't think he was mocking me, but yeah, you're right. Like, we used a different voice. But, okay, it could be, you know...
So we're doing this thing?
I'm in, yeah.
Okay, so let's go around the room. So, Dove, you have known Sal for quite a long time. You know Sean for quite a long time as well. Who do you fancy here, buddy?
Truthfully, Dove, I won't take offense.
He's a straight shooter.
It depends on the questions. Like you said, if it's something you care about...
It's not going to be. It's going to be like world... It's not going to be about sports.
Remember, it's Maresh that I'm going against.
I think you're underestimating.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm with you, man.
I'm destroyed by Evan.
Yeah, but Evan is a geek with the pop. I don't know if it was all presidential stuff. Evan's a smart guy.
Maresh,
he got beat by. I don't know. I mean, Evan's a pretty intellectual guy.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, but
still shame losing. Maybe you shouldn't have a donut next to your name, Sean.
Yeah, you didn't know who was right for president.
Who did?
I did. I didn't know that. I didn't know that he was allowed to go again. I didn't know that Trump was allowed to run again.
Oh, that's much better.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well,
that's a little more obscure, to be fair. I mean, a little more obscure.
He ran, then lost after he already served. I didn't think you could come back again.
Yeah, but he was
more.
Already. It was already.
When does that happen?
But it was already well positioned. He was already. Everybody knew.
I think
that's Dove's point.
Okay. Go ahead. Fair
so
enough.
Dove, it sounds like you're leaning toward Maresh here.
I actually am.
Well, I appreciate the honesty.
Okay. Fair enough. Huff.
Would you weigh in here?
Yes.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I will, but before that, just an FYI, Josh Hart is ruled out tonight.
Again, okay. Yeah, it's a big game tonight, too, against the Cavs.
OG is questionable, though. I will be honest. Yesterday, when Evan came up to me and started talking to me about this, I said Marash as well would win. But then I heard him talk about Disney and Winnie the Pooh and realized he really knows nothing.
I mean, dude, come on. Really, the guy didn't know Winnie the Pooh was a Disney character.
Can I defend him on this?
Yeah.
Because Winnie the Pooh is not a Disney character. He is now licensed by Disney to be used in their theme parks.
Yeah, it's been like that for how many years? I mean, the Yankees allowed facial hair.
But it's still not a Disney character. It's licensed by Disney.
It's all over Disney. It's on Disney Plus.
He's a Disney character. Yeah. What?
I don't have TV, but let me ask you.
An original Disney, talking about. Like
original TV?
Yeah.
You have Disney Channel?
Yeah, of course.
Ever see Winnie the Pooh on Disney Channel?
Yes, all the time. That's the point, Dove.
Dove,
absolutely.
You got to get a TV before you can weigh in on this. Yeah, stuff, buddy. Yeah, you also be fair, dude.
You also have to go to Disney because Disney's been Winnie the Pooh has been a ride for a decade.
I mean, come on.
And I just told you guys the story when I picked up. This was 2008. Yeah. Winnie the Pooh for my unborn child in 2015.
Right, so 50 years ago was Winnie the Pooh created by Walt Disney? No, I guess that's what Dove's point was. That's the point, but he's been a Disney character for quite some time.
Same with Star Wars now under the Disney umbrella. Right, I mean, come on. Listen, now here's the thing.
What are we doing here?
It depends on the questions. Mm-hmm. It really depends on the questions. I think Sean has more world knowledge because I think he cares. You don't care.
But what has Sean ever...
Isn't his wife a teacher?
What about Sean has ever indicated anything that he would know about anything other than... He barely even knows about sports. I mean, have you heard some of his takes? Come on.
That's a
He's famous,
line.
Evan. Come on.
That's funny, actually.
He's famous for, you know...
You put me in a tough position
here,
buddy.
He's famous for needing a diaper on the air. I mean, that's claim to fame.
By the way, I looked it up. Winnie the Pooh has been involved with Disney since 1966.
That's what I'm talking about.
66?
I just said it before the Yankees facial hair policy. Winnie the Pooh was a Disney character.
Yeah, there's only two things older than Winnie the Pooh. That's Boomer and Eddie Cazzari.
Yeah, I mean, come on. That was Hoff Booms, not me.
Everything's melted down around the station.
I'm actually surprised that both those guys would take Marash. Who would you take?
It depends on the topics, which I do not know yet. General history content or current events? Don't put me in this position.
Also, you could take Marash.
I know I could, but... Yeah.
I like being the underdog. Guess what? I heard from people on social media, and you know what they said? Sal Boone's going to beat you. Sal Boone's going to beat you.
Yeah, baseball cards. Sean's whole point was stuff
role.
That you don't know.
I'm just saying the underdog role.
Based Boone's on the way I you. Think. Okay, so it's a Jeopardy. And I like Jeopardy, okay? Then I watch Jeopardy.
I guess. I don't even know.
But enough.
I'm assuming that's what type of game they're going to play.
It's definitely a version of Jeopardy. So listen, it's like classical music. Both of you guys are getting zero. If it's, you know, turn-of-the-century poets from the 1700s, both of you guys are getting zeros.
Look at this.
If it's early 1800s politics, donuts, both of you guys. If it's current stuff, I think Sean's going to get a few more right.
Wow.
Not sports, dude.
0-3 on the own
current
show
stuff.
One more factor here. Yeah. Who's making the questions?
I believe probably Evan or Tiki.
Tiki
is making the questions.
Who is Tiki? Who's Tiki getting a favor? His partner?
No, they're not going to.
Tiki's in
now. Well, now you bring up a point. Nah. I mean, I wouldn't put, you know, maybe.
What are the.
Maybe there's some cheating. They're setting me up to fail here. Tiki would not do that. Marash.
No.
Marash, Evan, I'm not so sure about, but. Yeah, baby, come on.
All right, now hold on a sec. So
there's no way I would lose to Marash.
I'm looking at the topics now. Lost in Space, that's a Tiki. Tiki wanted to be an astronaut, actually, for those of you who never heard him say that. Yeah, it's true. Lost in Space, I'm going to say both of you guys, close to zero. Mm-hmm. Toon Time, I'm assuming cartoon history?
Yeah.
That could be tight. That could be very tight. All the President's Wives, I'm going to say...
I would have gotten one of those already.
That's true. But I'm going to say overall lack of knowledge for both of you guys. And running it back, I'm not sure exactly what that applies to. I don't know. I don't know what genre that is. I don't. Running, do you know what that means?
Yeah, running it back was a running back category.
That's going to be. He does love his football. I got to establish him as the favorite and hope that he loses.
I'm just surprised. And hope based that he loses. What?
Like, well, based on the fact that you tell us that you don't care about politics.
Well, okay, that's one area.
But that's
area.
One extension. That's a very big extension of the world.
To who?
But to me. And, I just don't talk about it on the air.
Here's how I would say. If the Jeopardy category was based off of all of them, based off of politics, then I'd say, yeah, I'm out because I don't care about politics.
Yep.
But it's not. It's world stuff.
Understood. What There's about a, like a musical element? And I don't mean like, you know, Beethoven or some sort of classical stuff. I mean, just the different genres. I mean, because...
BT, the guy didn't know Winnie the Pooh was a Disney character. I don't know how much more basic you can get than that.
It was so funny. He's bashing you, and then the first thing he calls you out on, he was wrong on.
I mean, come on.
Are we doing this publicly? Where are we doing this? I need to be here for
this. Anyway, challenge accepted. And just like I took out Booney, to reiterate, I took out your manager, Maresh. Yankee boy, I took out your manager. You, my friend, will be going down next.